Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Not to take down nor draw back. We realize
realize we are living in perilous times, and the word of God must go out. Help us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that somebody might be saved, that somebody might believe on you, as the scripture has said. Oh, my God, we pray that you will bless, Lord. Touch our bodies, heal and deliver. Give us strength, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, Satan come to destroy us and want us to take down. But we are trusting in your word, and we know you're able to take us through. We are not doubting you, but our faith looks up to you today.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, help us, oh, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us today, oh, Lord. Be us here today on this broadcast. Send your word and send your anointing. Take full control. Let a soul be blessed. Let somebody be saved today. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to turn from their way. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. We realize that we are living in the last days. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs to get forgiveness of their sins. Somebody is waiting to be delivered. Somebody needs your help today. Help us, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Look on the souls of men everywhere. Those who are willing to deny self, those who want to be saved, touch them, oh, Lord. Deliver today. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Take to the uttermost and let the Spirit of God be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover today. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them and give them strength to stand and to do your will and to go through their tests and their trials. Help them, oh, Lord, to be bold soldiers for you. Help them not to take down or draw back on you, Lord. But help us, oh, Lord, to drive and go forward in you and slack not our riding except you bid us. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Help us to run this race with patience. Help us to endure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to go through. We want to be saved. We want to endure to the end. Help us, oh, Lord, and look on those souls that are disencouraged, souls that are cast down. I pray to have mercy on them. Look on them right now, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Give them sense, oh, Lord. Help them to look to you. Help them to take you at your word. Help them, oh, Lord, increase their faith. Help them, Jesus, have mercy today. Touch their hearts and minds, strengthen them where they're weak, and build them up where they're torn down. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need it today. We need help today, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to seek your faith. Help us to pray, Lord. Put it in our hearts and in our minds. Prayer go through.
Yes,
Lord. Just to wait on you. Teach us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh, Lord, to cast that burden upon you. For you care for us, and you know how to deliver the God being out of the temptation. Satan has risen against us. He's seeking to destroy us.
Yes,
but I trust in you today, and we know you're able to take us through. We are waiting on you. We are praying, Lord. We are waiting. Jesus, you are our help today. No other help we know. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. Help us, oh, Lord.
Help us.
Teach us, oh, Lord, to wait on you with patience. Teach us, Jesus. Help us today. Oh, my God, lead us and guide us and serve. contrary to your will. Cast it out today. We want to be saved. We want to endure unto the end. Help your people today. Hear our prayer, oh Lord. Hear our cry. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Take full control. Bless us, oh Lord. And cause your face to shine upon us. Make us what you would have us to be. Oh, my God. Come to our rescue. In the name of Jesus, help us today. We're pleading for help. And we know you are our very present help. You said in your word, you are a hiding place. And we take you at your word today. Oh, my God, we need to find it ourselves. But we're trusting in you today. The battle belongs to you. Help us today. Help us to stand on your word. Help us not to take down. But help us, oh Lord, to go forward in you and in your word, in your will. Help us today.
I don't know how this happened. It just hung up.
Yourself.
No faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise as a strong eye unto you. Thank you today, Lord.
Thank
you for your many mercies. You are a merciful God. You didn't have to have mercy on us, but you spared us, and you gave us another chance, and we thank you today.
Thank you.
This opportunity to send up our prayers, and I
thank you.
Jesus, tear down this stronghold. Oh, my God, I know you're able to continue to have your way, and that your will be done. Go into the institutions. Pray and have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Yes, oh, Jesus. Have mercy on those souls. Have mercy, Jesus. Those without a hope, those having no help and nobody to lead them to Christ. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Save, Lord, deliver and heal. We know you can do it, oh Lord. We're dependent on you. Help us, oh Lord. Oh my God, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
for all that you've done for us. We glorify your holy name. We praise you, oh Lord, for thou art so worthy. Yes, I pray, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Glory, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Find the word for the devil and cast him out, oh, Lord. Oh, I need you. No words to do your will, but we believe you, and we are striving to do the will of Christ. We want to make it to that city that you have prepared for us. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to bless your people, and we shall be blessed. Heal, and we shall be healed. Save, and we shall be saved. And we thank you again, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless this part, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Can I
thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Lord. Name is worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said it. He said to me, he said, if you do my will, I will move every hindering cause. And he has not felt me yet. And the things that I'm going through right now, my trust is still in the Lord, because the Lord spoke the words to me and said, if you do my will, I will remove every hindering cause. And I thank God today, because his word is true, and he'll do just what he said he would do. And Satan try to make you doubt. You take God at his word anyway. We don't want to be no doubting Thomases. We don't want to be doubting what God is giving us to do. But we want to take him at his word and believe him all the way. Go all the way. Believe in the Lord. Because one thing about God, he will not fail. Oh, yeah, we fail sometimes because we doubt him. But if we just take him at his word and continue to believe him against all odds, the Lord will make a way, just like he made a way for Abraham when he took his son up to be slain. Hallelujah. God had a way already made, but he didn't see the way, but he moved by faith, trusting in the Lord, and he offered up his son. But before he could slay his son, the Lord heard of. The Lord allowed him to hear a rustling in the bushes, in the thicket. There was the sacrifice in the bushes, and God made the way for Abraham. And Abraham, his son, was saved. Glory to God. He didn't have to slay. Sometimes we feel like we're going to walk right on into the trap. Sometimes we feel like we are not going to be delivered out of it. But God, he's got a way, and his way is mighty sweet. And the Bible lets us know, glory to God, he let us know we're going to fall into him sometime. We're going to fall into diverse temptation, all kinds of temptations. We're going to fall into them. But glory to God, he will bring us out. He will make a way for us. But he said in his word, when ye fall, he didn't say if you fall. He said when you fall into darkest temptations, my brethren, count it all joy. Glory to God.
Yes,
sometimes we just got to get up and count it all joy. Leap for joy. Praise God. And be thankful unto the Lord, because God's got the way out. Glory to God. We don't see it, but he's got it. Glory to God. I don't care how he try to hold you down, hold you back. No progress. We supposed to be progressing in the Lord. Glory to God. We're supposed to be growing. Glory to God. Working kingdom of God. Glory to God. I thank God today. This is our purpose. We're not just here to be hanging around lollygagging, but we are supposed to be progressing in the Lord, in the work of the Lord, working to build up the kingdom of God, working that souls might be saved, not sitting around grabbing, not sitting around backbiting and carrying on and biting your brother in the back. But God knows we should be giving God the glory and praise and doing what he told us to do. If we don't do that, we are out of the will of God. Because God has given each of us a work to do, and we should be fulfilling that work. We should not be burying our talents now on what God told us to do. We all should be working. Glory to God. The Bible says we are workers together with Christ. Glory to God. So we should be working together to build up this kingdom of God, to get souls to come to Christ, to get souls to give their life to the Lord, to repent of their sins that they might be saved. And that is our purpose. Glory to God. If you hear in this thing for any other purpose, you're going to fail. You are failing. You're not doing the will of God, because that is the job of every born-again believer in Christ. You might not have the same job, but one thing about it, if Christ is in your life, you can be a witness. You can witness and tell of his goodness, and a soul can break through just like that by you giving your testimony and telling what God has done for you, or you witnessing to that soul to let them know what God can do for them. And that is our purpose. I just thank the Lord, because he said in his word that after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Jerusalem, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And that's the way it should be. Glory to God. I just thank God today. I thank God for his touch. I tell you, I just feel so much better, and I'm thankful for what God is doing for me. And I pray those of you that get a word of prayer through, I ask that you pray for me, because I want to be saved in the air. I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. I'm too close now. Songwriter said it. Yeah. I'm too close to heaven to turn around now. Glory to God. I got to make it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Glory
thank
to God. I got to make this journey. I got to overcome every situation. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I got to make it. Thank God today. Thank God. Thank God for what he's done and what he's doing. I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me now. I don't believe he's going to walk out on me. We are walk out on him, but he won't walk out on us. I thank the Lord, because he said, no, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Glory to God. You may go through tests and trials, but that don't mean that the Lord has left you. You might have faltered along the way, but that don't mean that God gave you up. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know any man sin, he has an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yeah.
You don't have to give up. You don't have to go back in the world. You don't have to give up on God, because the Lord is right there. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. He said, it's any man. I don't care what kind of man you are. If you're a white man, black man, Jew man, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter. If any man be in Christ, he have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Glory to God. We can go to God in prayer. You don't have to give up and go back in the world. That's what the devil tell people. He's fooling them and telling them, you might as well throw in the towel. You might as well give up. Things ain't working right. And I made this mistake, or I went the wrong way. No, don't give up. You keep pressing your way. Trusting in God. Keep waiting on him. That's what it takes. You wait on him anyway. You pray until your prayer goes through. You pray. You keep praying until the Lord take control. Hallelujah. God, he's willing and he's able to forgive you of your sins and your faults before the Lord. And the Bible said, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just because you failed, you don't have to give up and go back into the world. Just try God. Give it to the Lord and wait on him. Wait on him to fix it for you. The Bible says, there have no temptation taken you but such as is unto man, but the Lord will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You see, God knows how much we can bear. He knows how to take us through. Hallelujah. He will put more on you than you're able to bear. Glory to God. And whatever concerns and cares that you have, you can cast them on the Lord because he cares for you. God cares for his people. He cares for us. I don't care if you're a sinner. He still cares for you. Jesus died for you. He gave his life for you that you might be saved. Jesus, he didn't die for one kind of people, but he died for the whole world. He died that all of us may be free from our sins and that we all can make it into the kingdom of God. Glory to God. I thank you today. Thank him for the word. I thank him for what he's doing. I thank God because he is a mighty God. He's that kind of God that will come to your rescue. And especially if you wait on it, believe in him in prayer. Glory to God. He'll stop by and he'll touch your soul and give you strength to go a little further. If you're weak, your faith is weak. Glory to God. Give it to Jesus. Take it to the Lord and let him work it out. Let him fix it for you. Don't take your troubles and problems to the sinner man because they don't care. Jesus is the one who cares for every one of us, and that's why he gave his life. That's somebody that you can sometimes you go to your friends and loved ones. You can't even trust them. Glory to God, because you tell your problems to them, and they'll take your problems somewhere else. They'll take them out in the world. Glory to God. But if you take it to Jesus, he'll keep it. Glory to God. I just thank God today. If you need strength, if you're disencouraged, turn it over to Jesus. Let him work it out. He's able to lift that discouraging spirit off of you. And he's able to encourage your soul to go a little further. Glory to God. I thank the Lord at this time. We're going to turn this part of this service into the hands of Evangelist, to the host. Praise God. We're going to turn it over to the host, Dr. Ija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message. I tell you, that prayer, it was the spirit of prayer that God sent and the words of encouragement, the preached word of God. There was so much in that message, and I feel that right now we should open up the opportunity or extend the opportunity to anyone who desires prayer. You want to be saved. We give you that invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, to have salvation in your life. And as this word came forth, there were so many points in this word that were brought out to meet the needs of all people, regardless of your situation. God has everything you need. He's waiting, and he's ready to give it to you. And I felt the spirit of prayer come down during this broadcast. And the Lord begins to move, thriving right now. And while the Lord is tugging on your heart, while the Lord is reaching out to you and his hand is outstretched to you, why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you give the Lord a chance? Why don't you cast all of your cares on him? Because as the preacher said, he cares for you. He wants to take your problems. He wants to lift your burden. He wants to save your soul and fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, glory to God. All you have to do is just believe the Lord and just give him a chance. One time is all it takes. And if you have the faith tonight and you believe God, I believe with you that God will do it for you. Glory, hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer in the name of Jesus. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, we come to you, Lord God, humbling ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for forgiveness. For you are a God of compassion, full of compassion and love. And Lord, you are forgiving God. And we ask you, Lord, to look down on us right now while we're praying this prayer. We ask for you to touch our minds and our hearts, oh God. Lord, search our hearts and remove everything that should not be there. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will forgive the sins of the sinners tonight who have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness. We pray, God, that you will save them. Oh, my Lord, that you will send your anointing, oh, my God, and clean them up on the inside and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, Lord, that you will give strength to the weak, oh, God. Lift up those who are cast down in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Please send help tonight. We need help, my God. We need you to help us do your will, my Lord. We need help to obey you when you speak to us, oh, Lord. Help us. Oh, blessed Savior, we're depending on you tonight, and we need you to stop on by one more time. Lord, we need you to make your holy visitation, to touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and to make whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for lifting heavy burdens tonight. We thank you for the saving of souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending us help, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. And we give you glory and honor. We praise you, Lord. And we magnify you, O God, for you are worthy of all praises. We thank you, Lord, in advance for our breakthrough, for our miracle. We thank you in advance for the way being made, for the doors being opened. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we count it as done. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Yes, Lord, thank you. We thank you. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you tonight for reviving our souls, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for our healing tonight, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you. We praise you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way, have your way. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Your will, God. We surrender to you, Lord Jesus. We surrender, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, use us, Lord, for your service. Oh, my God, help us to labor together. Help us to work to build up your kingdom, Lord God, to reach the lost souls everywhere. Help us to come together in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you right now. We ask you, oh, God, to look on those on the prayer list. Oh, Lord, every one of them, one by one and name by name, bless them tonight, Lord, in a special way and grant their petitions, oh, God, whatever it is that they have before you, whatever it is they're calling on you for. And asking for, Lord, we're
pray, God, that you will grant it to them right now during this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we believe we have the petitions and the requests that we've asked in this prayer. And we thank you.
Yes.
We count it done.
Thank
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and glory,
Jesus.
Glory,
thank
glory.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah,
thank
Lord.
You.
We ask you to accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to help me. Give God some thanks tonight and to praise him. Hallelujah. Let's thank him.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forgiveness.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord.
He will provide. He will provide for us. If we want to do what's right, if we seek to do his will, when we start out to obey him and follow his lead, he will surely provide. Hallelujah, like he did for Abraham. He provided a sacrifice. Oh, glory to God. That again may seem like we don't have what we need or everything is inadequate, is this way or that way, but God will provide if you have it in your heart to obey the voice of the Lord, to do everything he commands you to do, to obey God rather than man. He will make the way for you. He will move for you. Hallelujah. He will touch somebody's mind, somebody's heart on your behalf. He'll send some help. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Whatever is needed, God will provide. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No matter how it looks. But I thank God tonight for his touch in this prayer. And I thank him for the word of God, for the encouragement. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for doing what he has done. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank the Lord for everything said and done. I can't do anything more with it. God has had his way, and that's all I can do is just let him have his way. And I'm so glad that Evangelist May went ahead on and allowed God to use her. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist, continue to let God use you and have his way in your life. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. And my soul is just overjoyed. The Lord has touched my mind. He's touched my body. He has blessed me. And I have every right to give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving God the glory. I'm giving him the praise because he is worthy to be praised. I won't hold back on my praise. Amen.
Right.
But I will open my mouth wide and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Amen.
Yes.
And he is worthy to be praised. We truly thank God for the moving of his spirit. Praise the Lord. And I believe God has had his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's all that I can do. Praise God. I can't do anything more than just let God have his way. Praise the Lord. So this time, any remarks, anyone is welcome to give remarks. You're certainly welcome to do so at this time. We do wait for remarks. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage you to, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, keep doing the work of the Lord. After a while, the Lord will prove himself. The Lord will manifest himself because he has already proven himself, but he will manifest it. Because sometimes people, they don't believe in what you're doing. But as long as God gave it to you to do, you do it. I just want to encourage you. I'm finished.
Amen.
Nothing more I could do.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the prayer, the anointing came in that opening prayer, like Evangelist Hameen said. And then it just stayed, just rested on the broadcast. And I thank God for the word of God that he sent through Evangelist Maybelle. And I was listening to her saying, you know, we are fighting, but we should be fighting against the enemy and his works and not against each other. And she was, you know, we believe that God, he can do all things. And she said we ought to believe him instead of doubting what he says, instead of doubting what he gives us, because sometimes that's what will happen. Man will say,
yeah.
Oh, well, are you sure about that? Or I think you should be doing this. But if you know that God gave you whatever it was he gave you, you have to trust him. He'll bring you through. And sometimes God, he will do things for us, and we believe. And then I don't know how doubt gets, creeps in there, and the enemy tries to put it in. But if he did it before, he'll do it again. And we can trust what he told us, what he gave us. Our trust has to be. And I enjoy it. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the prayer. I want to say I'm grateful for this broadcast where if God starts moving, I'm not going to say, well, no, hold on now. We got to get these announcements out of the way. And hold on now. We got to go through this program. I thank God for this space, this opportunity. So if God wants to say something to the masses, to the people, to me, to us, he can say it. And the vessel that he's using doesn't have to be concerned about what man is going to say. Because as long as God is had in his way, that's all that matters.
Amen.
So advantage may be encouraged. Keep on doing the will of God, the work of God. He's with you. And thank God, also be encouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I have. Amen. Saints, be encouraged. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Any other remarks? Praise God. Well, we just thank God tonight for this broadcast. I've been beautifully blessed. And I just want to encourage you, Evangelist Khadija, and also Evangelist May, and all of you who are listening, I encourage you tonight to just obey the voice of the Lord and just trust the Lord. Do all that the Lord commands you to do, and just take the word of God in for yourself, and you live by it every day. Praise God. And then we look forward to being on the broadcast Sunday afternoon, if it be the Lord's will. We will be in service live at 3:30 p.m., if it's the Lord's will, and we invite you to come on in and worship the Lord with us. If you want to dial in, tune in, you can do that, or you can stop by if you're in the area. Come on over to 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue at the Forest Park Senior Center, and we'll be there to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, starting at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Amen. Praise God. And we ask for you to keep praying for those who are on the prayer list. And let us continue in prayer one for another. Amen. Praise be to God. This does conclude the broadcast for this evening. And nothing else at this time. Then may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.